14 months ago, environmental groups petitioned the EPA to assess and change Wisconsin's clean air program. The groups argued that during part of the Thompson and McCallum administrations, the DNR had too few inspectors enforcing air permits. The EPA has just notified the state that it must remedy some deficiencies. Those include not collecting enough fees to run the air program, not issuing timely permits, and not having adequate enforcement staff. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says it's now a bipartisan problem.
If you look at what has happened to the program over the last 6 years, under Thompson, McCallum, and most recently under Governor Doyle, each of them have cut the fees and the program so it's unable to protect our communities from dirty air and the largest polluters in the state. So in terms of politics, each of them is to blame for neglecting this program, and they've done so because the large industries have been lobbying them.
Nillis says Wisconsin has 18 months to correct its problems, or else the feds could take over part of the state's air program, and Wisconsin might also lose millions of dollars in federal highway money. But DNR official Al Shea says repairs to the administration of the air program and permit granting process have already begun. He also says the DNR will try to show that it's allocating enough resources.
I would very much believe it will be resolved very quickly, and I am not anticipating any impact on the state's highway funds.
The Doyle administration has touted regulatory changes under the so-called Job Creation Act as a way to help companies get air permits faster. But the Sierra Club says the measure does nothing to improve air quality in the state. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.